Today's daf is Nida daf Samech Hey. We are holding on daf Samech Dalet Amud Beis. We are at Itmar, I believe, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines before the end of the page. So we were discussing how much time a woman who's a basula gets married has to where she bleeds, and you could still assume that the dam that she sees is dam basulim and not dam nida. So we had three different cases in the Mishnah. We had a case of a tinokas shaloi gives manaliros venisais, a girl who's very young and it's not even yet her time to see dam. She's, let's say, a 6, 7, 8 year old girl, and she gets married. We have the case of Higiyas Manaliros Venises, a girl who's old enough to see Dam, but has not actually seen Dam, and gets married. And we had a case of Ra'asa Va'oda Bebesavia, a girl who's actually already seen Dam. She's already become a Nida in her lifetime. And obviously, those are three different Madregas in terms of how much time we're going to give her. If she's already a girl who bleeds regularly, a Dam Nida, so we're not going to assume Dam Besulim for very long. If she's a girl who hasn't yet gotten her period, we'll assume Dam Besulim for a little longer. And if she's a girl who's not even of the age yet to get her period, then we'll assume Dam Besulim for even longer. So says the Gemara now, Itmar Ba'al V'lo Matzadam Chazaru Ba'al Matzadam. Let's say they have Bia and she doesn't find any Dam, and then they have Bia again and she finds Dam. So Rabbi Chanina Amar Temeya, Rabbi Chanina says she's going to, we assume that she is Temeya. Ravasi Amr Tahora, and Ravasi says that she's Tahora. I mean, Rabbi Chanina says, obviously there was no Dam Besulim there, because if there was Dam Besulim there, you would have seen it. Well, let's see, the Gemara explains. Rabbi Chanina Amr Tameya, de misadav Dam Besulim meikara hava asi. If this girl had Dam Besulim, then it would have been there initially, and since it wasn't there with the first Bia, so obviously she doesn't have Dam Besulim, and Mela, when she bleeds at the second Bia, you have to assume it's Dam Nida and not Dam Besulim. Ravasi Amr Tahora, and Ravasi says, no, she's Torah. How are you going to explain how she didn't have Dam Besulim the first time? Maybe what happened was like what happened with Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, where Shmuel had declared about himself that Yecholni Livol Kama Be'ilos below Dam, that I'm capable of having multiple Be'ilos with a Besula without her bleeding. The Idach and the other Shita would say, Rabbi Chanina would respond, Shiny Shmuel Drav Guvrei. We do believe that Shmuel was capable of that, but Shmuel apparently was some sort of expert, what the Gemara calls a Baki Bahataya. He was some sort of expert in how to be Boale Besula without there being Dam, but most normal people are not capable of that, and therefore we never make the assumption that that's what occurred. Even though it is a physical possibility, we're not going to make the assumption that that's what occurred. Tosus raises the kasha that over here it's mavur that Bia Bahataya is not very common. When the Gemara says that it was only Shmuel, because Rav Guvrei, Rashi had said that he was a Baki, not all people are Bikiyin in Hataya. The Mordechai has a Lashon, Shaya Chacham Gadol Ubaki B'kol Davar. He was a very wise person, and he was an expert in a lot of different fields. Meaning, that's the Nachla Shiva asked the Kash and Simon Samach, what do you mean? Rav Guvrei, we say he was very strong. He was very capable. What? Because he knew how to have Bia with a Besula without her bleeding. That's what the Gemara considers Rav Guvrei, as this very great man, this very strongly capable man. No, you go like the Mordechai. This is just one example of his knowledge. He must have been, his knowledge of biology, his knowledge of a lot of things was very impressive. And this is just one example that even in this area, he was Rav Guvrei. So the Tosus asked the Kasha that apparently from our Gemara over here it seems that it's not so shchiach, it's not very common to be a Baki Bahataya. However, the Gemara in Meseches Chagiga on Daf Yudalad Amid Beis, the Gemara in Meseches Chagiga on Daf Yudalad Amid Beis says a Besula, also like our Gemara, that a Besula that becomes pregnant is Besula L'Kuhuna, because we assume that Be'ila Bahataya Zeina Shchicha. So we assume she can't really be a Besula. Whereas the Gemara in Ksuvos, the Vavam Beis, probably the most famous sugya about Bia Bahataya, when it talks about in that sugya that we were discussing yesterday, of Bia B'tchila B'Shabbos, are you allowed to have Bia for the first time on Shabbos? So the Gemara over there says, Rov B'kiyamim, that most people are B'kiyam Bahataya. Maya. So Fractosus, what's going on? Do we assume that it's something that only very few, like Shmuel, it takes the likes of Shmuel to be Baka Ba'ataya, or do we assume that most people are Baki in Ba'ataya? So Tosus answers that Shmuel had the ability to be Boel a Be'ilu Gemura that could even get a woman pregnant and still do it without her bleeding. That is uncommon. But to have Bia Ba'ataya without impregnating the woman, without having a real full Bia Gemura, that most people are capable of. So over here, and in Chagiga, where the discussion centers around Bia Gemura, so that's very uncommon. But in Ksubus, we're not talking about Bia Gemura. We're talking about even just a partial Bia. So a partial Bia, Rov B'Kiyameim, you could say that even the majority of the world is able to do it. That's how Tosfos Matari. It's the Ra'ah, in the Chidushei HaRa'ah, and Ksuvus over there is Mitaritz, and Ksuvus we only say that it's possible that Rove people might have a situation where it will come up that it will be Mizdamin Lahem, a Bia like this, without intending for it, a Bia Ba'ataya. But over here we're saying the Gadlus of Shmuel was that he could do it intentionally, that he knew exactly what to do to make it happen. It wasn't just something that he sort of stumbled into. Says the Gemara Vayter now, three lines from the bottom of the page, Samach Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Rav, Bogeres Nosna Laila Arishon, that a Bogeres, a girl who's already not only of age to see Dam, she's a Bogeres, she's a full Gedola, so we give her the first night to see Dam, where we still assume that Dam is Dam Besulim. After that point, then we're going to assume it's Dam Nida. V'hani Mili Shelo Rasa, but that's only if she has not yet actually ever gotten her period. Aval Rasa, but if she's already gotten her period before, Ein La Ela Bi'ilas Mitzvah V'sulo. So then we're only going to give her Bi'as Mitzvah, she doesn't get any more Bi'as Mitzvah. So the question is, Bi'as Mitzvah V'sulo, so it doesn't use the word of Poresh. Normally we say Bo'al Bi'ilas Mitzvah, Uporesh, that you have to be Bo'al Bi'ilas Mitzvah, and then you separate. So the question the Rishonim deal with is is there anything to be medayik from the lack of the word uporesh? Meaning, normally when we say we have bias mitzvah, is that what do we tell the chasna kala on the wedding night? They have a bia gemura, she bleeds. Good, so you finish that bia, and that's it. And then you assume she's in nida. That's it. But says the Bala Ma'or, one could read this if you don't without the word of Poresh, and that fits the word of Poresh. If you say Bo'al Bi'ilas Mitzvah, and then Poresh, then stay away from her. However, the Bala Ma'or in his Hasagas on the Raivan and the Balei HaNefesh points out that without the word of Poresh, the words could mean your Bo'al Bi'ilas Mitzvah, and then we don't give her any more Dam that we're going to assume is Dam Besulim. Which might mean, okay, so that dam that came out from the Bias Mitzvah is dam besulim, and then they can have bia again later on, as long as she doesn't bleed again. Next time she bleeds, though, then it's over. Next time she bleeds, then it's going to be dam nida. That might be what Rav means over here. Now, it's clearly not going to be the maskaras haGemara, but at this line in the Gemara, it may very well fit the lashon of Rav. So anyway, says the Gemara, meisvei meisav minasan la Rebbe arba leilos mitoch yud beis chodesh. Once it happened that Rebbe gave her four nights in a period of 12 months. If you look at Rashi, how do you have four nights in a period of 12 months? Shaba'a Laila Arishon, that Bia the first night, V'halach B'derech Miyad, and then the guy went on a business trip or some sort of trip right away. V'shah Shlosh Chadashim, and took him 3 months till he got back. V'chazer U'bal, he got back 3 months later, that Bia again. U'matza Dam, and again she found Dam. V'chein Pam Shnia U'shlishis, and that happened a second time and a third time. U'bal Lefnei Rebbe V'amar Dam B'sulim Hu, and Rebbe said that, don't worry, it's still Dam B'sulim. Four different bios over the course of 12 months, still Dam B'sulim. So the Achronim just point out, the Chachmas B'tzalel, that if it's the way Rashi describes, so what happens? January 1st, they get married, she sees Dam. 3 months later is what? April 1st. 3 months later, April to May, June, July 1st. 3 months later, it was October 1st. So how many months was that really? From January 1st to October 1st. There's your four bios. If it was every 3 months, that's 9 months. That's not 12 months. So Rashi doesn't do the cheshbon correctly. The Chacham Sal points out that if you want to say that it was four times over the course of 12 months, Rashi should not have picked an example where the guy went away for 3 months. He should have picked an example where the guy went away for 4 months. Right? So it's odd that Rashi picks this example. So to be Miyashiv Rashi, the Aruch Lina writes that you have to say between the third and the fourth time there were 6 months in between the third and the fourth time. And that's how Tosla says. When Rashi says V'chein b'pam shnei shlishis, he just means that the guy went away for a while between a second and third time. But it doesn't mean that it was always for 3 months, because if it was always 3 months, it wouldn't have worked out to be 12 months. Difficult to understand why Rashi would pick this example then. Why doesn't Rashi just say, make it easier, just say 4 months later? So not so clear. Anyway, says the Gemara, Hechidami. So what exactly is the case? Again, we're going to try to use this as a kasha. The fact that that they had, again, Rav had a chiddush that a bogeres gets the full first night, but if she's already been roed dam in the past, then she only gets the bias mitzvah. So says the Gemara, what exactly is the case where Rebbe gave 4 different nights over the course of 12 months? If we're going to say that it was while the girl was still a katana, well, why would it be 4 nights? The halacha in the very first part of the Mishnah was that Beis Hillel holds that a girl is a katana who's never not even at the age yet to see dam. She doesn't just get 4 nights. She can have lots and lots of nights until she has bia once without seeing dam. So that can't be the case that Rebbe discussed. We're going to have 4 possibilities, and on that fourth possibility of Rebbe's case, we're gonna finally have a clear answer. So says Gemara, Ella diavla kulu b'meinaros. Maybe the case is that she was a nara, and Rebbe gave her 4 nights b'meinaros over the course of 12 months. Says the Gemara, that's not possible. Naros yud beis chodesh mi'ika. The period of naros doesn't last for 12 months. The period of naros is a 6 month time frame, so that can't be the case. V'amar Shmuel, ein b'naros l'bagrus, el vav chadashim b'vad. Shmuel taught us that between naros and bagrus there are only 6 months. So says the Gemara, v'chi teim abatzer me'ach yudalaka tfei'ika, and lest you try to understand Shmuel that no, it just means there's no less than 6 months between naros and bagrus, but it could be more than 6 months. Ha'bilvad ka'amar. The word bilvad gives it away. The word bilvad means that it's only that and no more. So don't tell me that all these 12 months were during Yimei Naros. There's no such thing as 12 months during Yimei Naros. So possibility number 3. What was the case of Rebbe? Elo diyavla shtayim b'yimei katnus u'shtayim b'yimei naros. Maybe the first 2 bios was when she was a katana. The next 2 bios were when she was a nara. Well, habay b'nei rav chidna bar shlam yomei rav higiyaz man liros tachas baila mahu. Well, we learned that they asked the shayla of rav, what if a girl is higiyas manaliros, and she's meaning while she's married, she becomes higiyas manaliros. She got married when she was a katana, where normally you would say, okay, give her as many bios as it takes. But then she got to the stage of higiyas manaliros while she was married. So when a girl is higiyas manaliros, she's only supposed to get arba leilos ab matzoy Shabbos, according to Beis Hillel in our Mishnah. So what would be the din now? She had multiple bios already, and now she's already higiyas manaliros. She's a nara. Some lay called bios Sha'ataboel ein nala achas v'ashar mashlimin l'dal lelos. So he said a very interesting status that she has. All the bios that she had prior to being a nara count as one bia. Meaning, what's the halacha by a nara that she gives manaliros? The halacha is she gets 4 bios, right? So, but this girl's already had bios 4 times, 5 times, 10 times as a katana. So, how many more bios do we give her where we still assume it's dam besulim? So, however many bios she had as a katana, we put that all together, we count that as one bia. And now we go forward and we continue the cheshbon. The next bia she has once she's a gives manaliros is bia number 2, and you go up until 4 bios. So that would be the halacha in that case. So that can't be the case of Rebbe giving her 4 bios, because then giving her 4 bios, because Rebbe could have given her 5 bios in that case. If that were the case, if she had 2 bimei katnus and 2 bimei narus, well, the 2 bimei katnus only counts as 1, and she's supposed to get a total of 4, but she really only got a total of 3 over here. So says Gemara, maybe it's the following: Ela diavla achas bimei katnus u'shtayim bimei narus. achas b'mei bagrus. Maybe what happened was she got one in yimei katnus. She had two bios while she was in nara. Couldn't have had more than two because remember Rashi set up the case that it was every 3 months. Maybe this is why Rashi set it up as every 3 months. If it was every 4 months, she couldn't have had two b'mei narus, right? So it has to be that it was two b'mei narus, and that's why the Aruch Nara said. But the last one could have been 6 months later because once you're b'mei bagrus, it could be a year later. It doesn't make a difference. Bagrus is for the rest of her life. So maybe the case was, this is the fourth possibility what the case is, she had one bia while she was a katana, two while she was a nara, and one while she was a bogeres. So now, what's the halacha by a bogeres? So here's where we're going to build up our kasha. Our whole kasha is going to be on Rav's Chiddush. Iyam b'shlomo bogeres b'yalma yavinu latfei ki echida hani katnos b'yimei naros l'mifta l'chada ani nami naros l'bagros l'mifta l'chada. If you say that in general, a bogeres b'yalma, a girl who gets married after she's already a bogeres, normally gets more than one night. So then I understand that just like by katana, that just like when a girl becomes a na'ara after she's already been married as a katana, all the bios of katana count as one b'yimei narus, so too, a girl who becomes a bogeres after she's already been married as a nara, all the bios of yimei narus count as one b'yimei bagrus. So that would make sense, because it makes sense that as you shift into the next stage, all of the bios in the previous stage will count as one bia in the new stage. But if you say that in general, a bogeres doesn't get any more than one night either. Anyway, that's what Rav says. Bogeres nos no laila harishon. She only gets that one night anyway. So lo leisav laila bias mitzvah sulo. So then you should only get the bias mitzvah, and that's it. She shouldn't get anything. After she becomes a bogeres. So why is Rebbe giving her this more nights as b'yimei b'sulim? If you look at Rashi, eli iam bogeres laila rishon b'sulo amay yahivla Rebbe lahach achas b'yimei bagrus imkein b'ilos dekodem l'chein mayahanu. How could Rebbe give her this one extra bia during the yimei bagrus? What about all the bias she had beforehand? If a regular bogeres only gets one bia, what did this woman lose by having three bias before she was a bogeres? We understand that if you're going to say that a regular bogeres gets more than one bia, so good. So the woman gets one bia off of her cheshbon from all the bias she had before she was a bogeres. But if a regular bogeres only gets one bia, so then that one bia should be accounted for already from all the bias she had before she's a bogeres. Why is Rebbe giving her this additional bia as a bogeres? That's the Gemara's kasha. Says Gemara, so it's a kasha on Rav. Says Gemara, Liolon, Diavla achas b'yimei katnus v'gimel b'yimei naros. Now the case was, she wasn't bogeres at all. We gave her one bia, Rebbe gave her one bia when she was a katana, three bios when she was a nara. Misav kol tos liyarchi chada ona. Who told you that every 3 months is the stage of when she would have bia? That was the time period that we're dealing with. Maybe it was every 2 months that she was having bia. So you can fit three of them in yimei narus, and that's the. And that way, it doesn't even threaten Rav's shita at all, because Rav was talking about a bogeres, and this whole case of Rebbe was talking about a girl who was a katana and then a nara, but we're not talking about her yimei bagrus whatsoever. So that is the fifth possibility that the Gemara ultimately sticks with. Okay, period. Says Gemara Vayter, Minyamin Saksanoa, that's a person's name, Havashakal Va'azila Asrid Shmuel, was going around to the place of Shmuel, Savalamevarov de Kapase de Rav, Afilu Ra'asa, and he wanted a paskin like Rav, so there's a problem over here. He's going to Shmuel's location, and he wanted to paskin Allah Lamaisa like Rav, even meaning that a Bogeris gets the entire Laila Rishon, a Bogeris gets the first night, even in a case where she's already been Ro Adam, to give her the entire first night. Amr lo polig Rav bin Rasa bin lo Rasa. I didn't skip. So Amr, he said, lo polig Rav bin Rasa bin lo Rasa. Rav is not mechalik between a case where she's seen Dam and a case where she hasn't seen Dam. Either way, she gets the entire first night. Now notice, we started on the third line from the bottom of Samach Dalal and Beis with Rav's Shita. And what was the first thing we said right after we mentioned Rav's Shita? That Hani Mili Shelo Ra'asa. Avul Rasa Ein Leil Bialas Mitzvah. The first thing we said after we quoted Rav was that Rav says, yes, you get the entire first night, but that's only if she's never seen Dam yet. If she's seen Dam already, you don't get the entire first night, you just get that first Bias Mitzvah. So this Minyam Saksana'o was making two mistakes. Mistake number one was he went to Shmuel's city and started to paskin like Rav in Shmuel's location. You don't go and paskin different than the Marada Asra in wherever that location might be. And number two, he seems to have a misunderstanding of Rav Shita. When we said Rav Shita, the very first thing we said was that Hani Mili below Rasa, but Aval Rasa she only gets the first Bia. And he says, yeah, Rav was never Mechalik between Rasa and Lo Rasa. Doesn't make a difference. Either way, you get the whole first night. Kadim Shachav Borcha. So he died on the way as he was going to Shmuel's location to try to paskin like Rav, like his understanding of Rav. He died. So Kari Shmuel alei de Rav lo yuuna letzadik kalaven. So Shmuel said about Rav that this is hashkacha pratis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow anything bad to come about through a tzaddik, and this guy was going to use Rav's shita to do something very wrong. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow that to happen. Am Rav Chinna bar Shlami mishvei de Rav. When a person's teeth fall out, his mezonos become less. That it says, Nikayon Shinayim, Nikayon, you're cleaned of your teeth. Not that your teeth get cleaned, but you're cleaned out of all your teeth. Then, Chosel Lechem. Then you're going to be Chosel Lechem. What in the world is that statement doing here? Okay, we'll have to see. But first, let's discuss a little bit about this Maisa Shaya. So he said that he didn't think that Rav was mechalik between Rasa and Lo Rasa. Rashi Shita, Tosfos Shita, the Ramban Shita was that Rav was mechalik between Rasa and Lo Rasa, and this was a mistake that Binyamin made in his own mind. He made the mistake by misunderstanding Rav, and that's why this group of Rishonim holds that he was punished. However, the Shita of the Rashba and the Ran in his Chidushim, the Rashba is in the Chidushei Rashba as well. Both the Shita of the Rashba and the Ran is that the chiluk between Rasa and Lo Rasa is not part of Rav's statement. Meaning, even though three lines from the bottom, Samut Aleph and Beis, right after we quote Rav, we say, Hani Mili Bir Lo Rasa, Vel Rasa, She only gets Bias Mitzvah, that's not a quote from Rav. That's the stum of the Gemara interpreting Rav. And Minyamin interpreted Rav differently. So it's not that he was going directly against Rav. So that's two ways to read the Gemara. The Tosfos HaRash and the Ramban write that Minyamin Vadai did not hear Divrei Rav, that holds like Rabbi Seimi, that we're going to say later on, that you're always bold, Bilas Mitzvah of Poresh, even below Rasa. So we have Minyamin in some way was ill-informed. Okay, so Minyamin dies on the road. The Ramban writes that this was an Onesh, and that's what we find in the Yerushalmi, that he paskined in the place of Shmuel, that it's Mutzah Livel B'tchila B'Shabbos, and Shmuel said about him after he died, Baruch HaMakom Shenagfo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did good by killing him. And the Pnei Moshe on the Yerushalmi says, because on this was because he was matzah to be bold B'tchila B'Shabbos, that he went against Shmuel's Shita. However, the Aruch Lener adds that Shmuel, because of his anivus, didn't say that he died because he paskined in my place against me. Meaning, notice what happened over here. Minyamin made two mistakes. Mistake number one, he was going to Shmuel's place and paskining against Shmuel. Mistake number two, he was misunderstanding Rav. Minyamin dies before he could do either of those things, and Shmuel says, Rav is such a tzaddik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu defended him and made sure that this guy doesn't go misrepresenting him. Shmuel, Mitoch and Vasnuso, did not say, I'm such a tzaddik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow him to come in on my territory and step on my toes and paskin against me. So that's how Shmuel presented it. Now, what's the story with the teeth over here? Person's teeth fall out, Nismatin, Mizonosav Shaladam. So, the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, quoted over here in the Birei Adaf, right, that the reason this Memra is over here is agav what we said before, that Reb Chiya Bar Shlamya asked Rav about Igiyas Manaliros Tachas Baila. So since we're mentioning Rabbi Chinna Bar Shlamya, so we mention him again in some context of relating to Rav. So we mention him over here as well. The Tosfos Chachmei Anglia also writes that what's the pshat that when your teeth fall out, Nismatu Mizonosav, so he says, Neshiras Hashinayim means is when a person gets very old, and typically when a person gets very old, he's not able to go earn a living as much anymore. So nismat mizonosav. So you're not going to have as much mizonos. It doesn't mean that the teeth cause you to have less food. It means that the teeth falling out is a symbol of age. Age causes you to have less food because you're less capable of working. The Marsha writes that when a person is young, he's able to work very hard and to be marviach, to make a lot of money, which is very hard to do. Be'isik nuso. So that's why the Gemara needs to tell me that when people get old, it's more difficult for them to work. No, says the Marsha. What the Gemara is trying to tell you is make sure you have a plan for when you get old. Make sure you have some sort of retirement plan, because a person shouldn't just go day by day and say, you know what, I have enough for today and I'll be okay. I have enough for today and I'll be okay. Because at some point, you're not going to be able to make enough for today and be okay. A person should have some sort of plan for later on in life. That's how the Marsha says. Add this to the list of Mar Makomos on the issue of life insurance, right? That Rav Moshe discusses in that tshuva. A person has an opportunity to either buy life insurance or to put away for retirement. So Rav Moshe says life insurance is more important than putting away for retirement, and he has a whole cheshbon as to why that's so, but it doesn't devalue the importance of putting away for retirement, meaning that's also important. It's important to put away something if you can for when a person's not going to be able to make money anymore. So that's the Marsha over here. Now, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Niyavitz, writes that this is only by Nama Aretz. Because after all, by a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that a Talmud Chacham, his Torah will be shomer him le'esuk nuso. That's the Gemara at the very end of Kiddushin, that the Torah doesn't abandon him, basic nuso. Meaning if a person makes a living with saying shiurim or whatever, so then don't worry, his Torah will still be there, basic nuso. Okay, the Yad Eliyahu Maseches Pesachim says that Rav warned Rabbi Chiya Beno that he shouldn't be oker shinav even if there's a need for it. You shouldn't knock out all your teeth because of the Gemara over here, that when it's nitko shinav, then you're not going to be able to have a parnas anymore. Sounds like he had a totally different understanding. Sounds like it's not stam, that it's a symbol of age. No, sounds like that there's something about not having teeth that's fundamentally problematic. And Rashi writes, Mishenitko shinav zaken zakna mashma, that only when it's because of ziknus that it happens, only because when your person gets old that it's going to be problematic. Okay, so that is the Agadita for today. Two basic approaches to what the story is. When your teeth fall out, is it just because you're old and therefore you're not going to make as much money, or is it something about teeth falling out that represents the inability to have food? I thought it was just pashas mizonosav, is you can't eat as many things. You don't have what to digest the food with. You don't have what to grind the food with. That's what it means mizonosav. But again, I don't know what the Gemara would be telling me then. What's the lesson of that Gemara then? Okay, Rasav Odus. Now going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said in the third part of the Mishnah, let's say while she was bebeis avia, before she was married, she was already seeing dam regularly. Meaning this is our regular case of a girl who gets married nowadays. She gets her period regularly before she gets married. So Beis Shammai said we give her bilas mitzvah. Beis Hillel says she gets kalalai lekula. She gets the entire first night. Tanu Rabban Rosav al de Beis Aviyah Beis Hillelam kalalai leshala minos laona shleima. We give her that entire first night to have bia, where we're still going to assume it's dam besulim, and we give her an ona shleima. The kama ona shleima. What is an ona shleima? The entire night and half of the next day. So before we question that, the Netziv writes that only over here where we ask kama ona, and we didn't ask this before when we spoke about vestos. Right? We were speaking about vestos previously, and we said that you have to be poresh samuch levesta for an ona. And the Gemara never asked what an ona is in that context. Only over here when we're talking about that we give her a full ona of dam that we're going to assume is dam basulim, so the Gemara wants to know kama ona. So it says in the Netziv, because when it comes to riyas aveses, the sha'os are not so much gorim, the shinoya ace of shkia sacham or net sacham is what's really gorim. Meaning vestos, we assume, work on calendar. So vestos, we knew that an ona meant an entire daytime period or an entire nighttime period. Because by vestos, it's more mistaver that the sun rising, the sun setting has something to do with her biological clock, that has something to do with what her system's working and becoming a nida. But when we're dealing with a wound, which is essentially what dam basulim is, is, and we want to know how long is it natural to assume that that wound is producing dam. So that has to do with time, not with the time of day. It has to do with X amount of hours. So that's why we said, okay, what is the amount of hours that it's going to be? So this may depend on what time of year you're in. It may depend whether it's summertime or wintertime. Summertime, the days are very long. Nights are very short. Wintertime is the opposite. So that's going to lead us down this whole road of having this discussion. So Rishon Gamliel says, it's a Laila and Chatziyom. Frak the Gemara, me being in Kulei Hai, do you really get a Laila of Chatziyom? Or a mini Aresha, you got to have a base bad of tomatoes? Let's say a person's olive press or wine press were tame, and he wanted to use it for tara. Kate said, well, so what should he do? So it depends which part of the wine press and olive press we're talking about. Hadapin valu lovin vaadashin madichin. The boards and the brooms, lovin are brooms because they used to take palm branches and use them as brooms. And the adashin, which Rashi says that's the gas itself that the grapes were actually placed on. So well, to take care of those, all you need to do is rinse them off. Madichan. Ha'akolim shel netzarim v'shel bitzbutz minagvan. The baskets that are made of netting and are made of canvas, so all you need to do is dry them off. Shel shifa v'shel gemi, the baskets that are made of shifa and gemi, so miyashnan, you need to be miyashin them. V'kama miyashnan, what does it mean miyashin? It means to age them, to leave them over for a long time. So what does that mean, to leave them over for a long time? Yud beis chodesh, it means for 12 months. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, no, manichan migas l'gam. What are we talking about over here? Why are we getting involved in this? We'll see soon. This is somehow going to be Akasha. We leave them over from one pressing season to the next. That's what it means, miyashnan. You leave them unused from one pressing season to the next, and then you could use it betara. So, freklimara hainatanakama. Well, we just said 12 months. Isn't one pressing season to the next the same as 12 months? Says Gemara, not always. Sometimes the produce ripens a little bit earlier the next season than it did the last season. Sometimes a little later than the next season than it did the last season. So sometimes it'll be 11 months. Sometimes it'll be 13 months. When you say season to season, it's not precisely 12 months. So that's the difference between the two of them. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Harotza Litar Miyad, Magilan Berotchan, Berotchin, Ocholtan B'mezesim. He says, if you want to be Mitar them right away, do Agala. Put boiling water in them, and that will get away all of the tumah. Rav Shmuel Gamliel and Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, manichan tachsat tzinor shemem of mekalchin o b'mayon shemem of rodfin. He says, put them under a flowing water that's flowing hard water that's flowing at a rapid pace, or in a spring that's also flowing very quickly. V'kama ona. How long do you leave it there for? You leave it for an ona, and how much is that? The amount, the same what we say by yayin esach, that same ona is what we would say by taros. Says Gemara, what do you mean? We just asked how long to do it for taros, so we're dealing with taros. So how do you say the same way we say by yayin esach? So we would say by taros. No, what we mean to say is the other way. The same thing that we say by taros, that's what we would say by yayin esach. The kama ona, how much is an ona? Amar b'chibaraba, amar b'yochanan. O yom, o laila, that it's either a daytime or a nighttime. Rav Chana Sha'ona, va'amri la Rabbi Chana bar Sha'ona, amar Rabba bar Chana, amar Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi yom v'chatzi laila. Not either a daytime or a nighttime. It's half a day and half a night, meaning 12 hours. Va'amri Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak v'lo pligi. Habetukuv v'nisam v'tishrei, habetukuv v'stamuz v'teves. And that's not actually a machlokas, meaning whether you say one day, a daytime period or a nighttime period, or whether you say a half a day plus half a night, they're not arguing on each other. They both hold 12 hours. When the day and night around the spring and the fall time are even amounts of time, they're both 12 hours, so then you could say either a daytime or a nighttime. But when you're dealing with the summer and the winter, where in the summer the days are much longer than the nights, and the winter the nights are much longer than the days, then we would say half a night and half a day, and work out to be 12 hours. Big fat question mark. What's the kasha? Through this whole discussion of taros, we want to know how long is an ona. For a different reason, we wanted to know how long is an ona, but we said the shear of an ona is the same as it is by taros, as it is by dam besulim. So how long is that shear? So what did it say? Both shittos over here say it's 12 hours. And yet we said, Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel said by dam besulim, that it's a full night plus a half a day, which is not 12 hours. It's a full night plus a half a day. So that's the kasha. So before we answer that kasha, just on this Taurus issue, the Rishonim all ask a very fundamental question. Why don't we mention if the gas or beis habad is tame? So when something is tame, what do you do with it? You want to be metairit. So what's the most obvious thing you need to do with it? So the most obvious thing you need to do is be tovel it. Right, we talk about all these different methodologies of getting out the oil, the residue oil, and getting out the residue wine, and cleaning it out. What about tefillah? How do we not mention tefillah as part of the process? Tovelit mitumaso. So there are several shitos in Rishonim. The Rash on the Mishnayos says, and the Ran also, that the cases that we're dealing with pshutei kliyets that are not mekabel tuma. So it wasn't really tame. What was tame was the liquid that was on it. The oil was tame. The wine was tame. So all we need to do is cleanse it of its oil and its wine, and then it will be fine. It doesn't require tefillah because it's pshutei kliyets. It's a flat kliyets that's not mekabel Tuma in the first place. And the Meiri says, yeah, that's definitely pshat, and that's why it says ubikesh la sosan bitahara. It does not say ubikesh l'taharo, that they wanted to be mitahir the gas or beis habad. It says ubikesh la sosan bitahara. They wanted to use it to make tar things, to make tar wine, to make tar oil. Not that they wanted to be mitahir it. So that's one approach. The Rambam has a different approach. The Rambam in Tumas Ochron, Perek Yiral, Velach Yud Zayin, and also in the Perish of and Taurus over there, and the Rush also says like this, that the drying over here was how to dry it out before Tevila, meaning this is how to prepare it for Tevila. You can't bring it to the mikvah if it still has Tamei liquids on it and in it, because then the Tamei liquids will be Metamei Viter, so it's not going to help. It's going to be Tovel V'Sharetz Biyado. So we're describing the process in preparing it for Tevila. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. So says the Gemara, so again, bottom line, we have a kasha over here. Kasha is, what is the shir ona? How could Rav Shmuel Gamliel say shir ona is the full night plus a half a day? It seems over here that we hold it's 12 hours. So hachanami ema gabe nida chatzi yom v'chatzi laila. So yeah, in hachanami, we should say by nida also, it's chatzi yom v'chatzi laila, it's 12 hours. In fact, the Gemara, no, you can't just change it. V'layla v'chatzi yom ka'amar. He said layla v'chatzi yom. He didn't say chatzi layla v'chatzi yom. So it says Gemara, Eli Eli l'dinisan v'tishrei, ichatzi yom v'chatzi layla d'teves v'tamuz. So it would be a layla of Nisan and Tishrei, one layla period in the period of Nisan and Tishrei, or chatzi yom v'chatzi layla in teves and tamuz. So that's what he meant when he said layla v'chatzi yom. He didn't mean a layla plus a chatzi yom. He meant a layla during the time period where a layla is 12 hours, or a chatzi layla v'chatzi yom during a time period where the layla and the yom are not the same amount of time. So basically he meant 12 hours, we just misunderstood him. V'yiseima sheni ksuba demagmi batfei ad chasimi, or demaghi batfei ad dechasmi. Or maybe no, maybe the reason we need to give more time by the nida is because, what do we mean when we say you give the full night and chatzi yom? Full night. You ever go to a chasana? Chasana doesn't take 5 minutes. They announce it for right around shkia, right? So what? They do it 1, 2, 3, 5 minutes done, and then the chasana and kala go home and they have the full night. They don't have anything close to the full night. I know, I get the phone calls in the middle of the night. I don't know, is she a basula? Is she not a basula? Is this dam basula? Is this dam ni? What, you know, we didn't see any dam. We don't know if we had a gemara bia or whatever. You know, at 3 a.m, that's when those phone calls come in. They don't come in at 8 o'clock at night where they have the whole night. They have a half a night at most. So when he says you give them that full night and then chatziyom, it doesn't mean that full night in chatziyom. It means the rest of the night after the wedding's over, which by definition is chatzilayla. Because the ksubas, there are always fights. It's different now than it was in the times of the Gemara. Times of the Gemara, the reason they didn't have the full night was because they were busy fighting over the ksuba. They didn't just have a form that they filled out. They actually were working out details. Okay, what are you bringing into the marriage exactly? They didn't just say, oh yeah, we'll estimate everything she brings into the marriage as is cooking kesef tzaruf, and we don't even know what that means. Everyone's fine with it. No, they would actually evaluate everything she was bringing into the marriage and see exactly what it's worth and what he's guaranteeing in exchange for it. So that would take some time. So that's why it would take a long time. Nowadays, it just takes a long time because people, Baruch Hashem, they like to party. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Rav and Shmuel, Damri Tervayu, Halacha Bol Bilas Mitzvah Parish. Rav and Shmuel both paskin that the Halacha is Yibol Bilas Mitzvah, and that's it. Masiv, Rav Chista, Maisiv, Nasan, Rabbi Dal, Leilas Mitachid, Beis Chodesh, I, but didn't Rabbi allow for 4 nights within 12 months? Samle Rava, Hadure, Apircha, Lamali. Osiv, Mimas Nisan, why are you going to ask from that source? Why don't you just ask straight from the Mishnah? What are you asking from Rebbe giving 4 nights? The Mishnah seems to say that you give more than just Bilas Mitzvah. So who suffer Maisa Rav? He figured better to ask from a Maisa Rav rather than from a statement of theoretical halacha, better to ask from a case where Rebbe actually had halacha l'maisa. So Mikal Makam Rav Shmuel Kasha. Okay, wherever you want to ask it from, it's a Kasha on Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel say you only give Baal Bilas Mitzvah. It's against the Mishnah, it's against Rebbe. Says Gemara Inu Davduk Rabu Seinu. Rav and Shmuel Paskin like Rabu Seinu. The Tanya Rabu Seinu Chazav Nimnu Baal Bilas Mitzvah Uparish. The Rabu Seinu went and taught that that's all you get. Baal Bilas Mitzvah Uparish. Amru Lo Kiyavu Bar Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Pitinokas. When Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would learn this last parak in Shas about Dam Besulim, Lava Maskumina El Kedemasik Talami Bekarva, all they would get out of it is like a fox would get out from a plowed field, whatever he would be able to take from a plowed field, which apparently is very little. Meaning there's not much you can get from the Mishnayis in this parak. Umisaimi Baalchi Baal Bilas Mitzvah Parish. Because at the end of the day, we don't paskin like the Mishnah. I mean, think about it. We have this whole long Mishnah. We had Machlokes and Beisham and Beisilel. And at the end of the day, we don't paskin like it. We paskin Baal Bilas Mitzvah Parish. We don't paskin you get Achetichia, Mako, Racha, whatever. Or the way it's said at the end of the Mishnah. Beisilel says, Kol Alay Lakula. We don't paskin that way. Amle Rabbi Abba L'Ravashi Elamayata Baal Nefesh Lo'igmar B'yasov. He says, wait a second. If that's the case, Baal Bilas Mitzvah Parish, meaning that after that first Bias Mitzvah, you're not allowed to have beer with her the rest of the night. You have to be Parish because of the Dam Besulim that were Machmir, even on the Dam Besulim. So if that's the case, if someone is a Baal Nefesh, maybe he shouldn't even be Gomer as Bia. Maybe he should take it a step further and try not to be Gomer Biaso, try to pull out immediately after penetration, immediately as he breaks the Besulim. Not even be Gomer the Bia, because after all, we're going to be Choshish at the Dam, is Dam Nida. Samleim Kein Libo Nokfo Parish. No, that's terrible advice. If you advise someone to do that, then he's going to be Libo Nokfo Parish. He's not going to want to have a proper bia, and meaning the Rashba writes that he's going to be Purish before he's even removes the Basulim, or maybe he's not going to be Boel at all, and he's going to be Mvatel Piri of Rivia. That we don't want. That we're not interested in that happening at all. So just a couple of quick points on this issue. The Rambam, the Rashba, the Rush, they all hold that we're Tola B'maka in general. Now, if generally we're Tola B'maka, why are we not Tola B'dam B'sulim? Dam B'sulim is a Maka. Meaning if a girl bleeds and she knows that she has an injury in that area, so we're able to normally say, okay, it's a result of the blood came from that injury. We know it's an injury that's Motzi Dam. Good. So we're able to be Tola in that injury. Isn't Dam Besulim an injury? Why can't we be told in Dam Besulim? So in the Tshuvas HaGaonim, the quote from Rav HaGaon, that Dam Besulim is Goreim Dam Nida. That when Dam Besulim happens, very often it causes Dam Nida to come out as well. And that's why we can't just be told about Dam Besulim, because yes, it's Dam Besulim, but guess what else it is? It's probably also Dam Nida. The Rashba says that we always have to be Choshish, that maybe he was Bol Bahataya, that it's not a Maka Yadua Shemotzi Dam, because for all we know, he was Bol Bahataya and he didn't cause her to bleed Dam Besulim, and therefore all it is Dam Nida. The Rashba also suggests that a Besula, since it's only one time, maybe we have a Chumra that she can't be Tola in such a Maka. A normal Maka, yeast infection, something like that, some sort of Maka, so you could be Tola, because that could happen at any time. Dam Besulim only happens once in her life. So there was no reason to come up with the Kula of a Tliya to be Makel, to allow her to be Tola, since it's only going to happen once in her life. Anyway, the Rush writes that since Bias Mitzvah is something that everybody does, and a chassan who is Yitzro Tokfo, who has a big Yetzer Hara, is going to have a Bias Mitzvah also. So we're machmir on that to give everybody a din of a Bogeres Sharasa, where you're Boel Uparish. And every girl gets a din of a Bogeres Sharasa. There is a machlokas in the Rishonim at what stage in history this Chumra came about. Is this part of Rabbi Zera's Chumra that we're going to learn about tomorrow of Benos Yisrael Chmir Alatzman, or is this only later on this Chumra that came about? Okay, we'll stop there. Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow from the second wide line on Samach Hevad Beis. Tan Rabbanu.